find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, and this is Michael Herzog substituting for John Stadtmuller today, who's still a bit under the weather. And hold off a minute now. If you're anything like me, I'm an RBN listener as well. And every time I tune into this station and I hear somebody other than John Stadtmuller come on the National Intel Report, I say, oh no. But in this case, John is still down with whatever bug he's got. And I'll tell you a little story about how I came in here today. There'll be a break coming up in a few minutes. Before we get into the break, though, I want to make a few announcements. For those of you who haven't heard about Headache Stay Gone, this I haven't taken personally, this product, but everyone I've talked to is just raving about it. If you folks have a headache, if you know anybody who does have a headache, if you get migraine headaches, even if you go out and have a few too many, I'm not sure about that one. But from what I understand, this product works like magic. So I'm going to give you the numbers. Headache Stay Gone. The number is 1-800-327-0727. And the website is www.headachestaygone.com. Make sure you give the guy a call. And the fantastic thing about this product is evidently it works so well that the gentleman that owns this company will send you out the product. And you take it, and it has to work before you pay for it. So I've never heard of a product like that, folks. I would strongly urge you, if you know anybody that has a headache or if you have that problem, to give them a call. Okay. Now, as everybody knows, you tune into RBN Live. There's another announcement I want to make. I had a radio show in Phoenix, Arizona, KFNX. It's called The American Awakening. And there's a story how I got to be in this particular seat right now, which I'm going to go into after the break. But I want to take a moment to, if you haven't already got it, I want you to take a moment and make sure and order freedomtofascism.com. That's $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. It's available on our website at rbnlive.com, or you can call in at 1-800-724-2719. Now, folks, when we get back from the break, I'll tell you a little story about what I did and what I continue to do as far as that particular DVD, that movie, wakes up people like nothing else I've ever seen. What I'm going to do when we get back is I'll tell you a little story about how I got here. Then I'm going to go into some news, and I have to tell you, it's going to be a bit all over the board because I was surprised with the fact that I was going to be substituting today. So you'll have to bear with me. We're going to take some calls. These listeners, I listen to RBN just like the rest of you out there, and some of these listeners that call in are so prophetic, and they come up with so much information. I believe I have an article or two in here that I'm not even sure about. And if we have a listener that can call in that is up to more up to speed than I am, they can fill me in. So let's see if I got any other announcement to make. Oh, the shortwave, I'm sorry. On shortwave, the frequency to tune in for this show is 12.18, and that's the first hour, and then the second hour would be 50-50. That's if you're tuning in on shortwave. Let's see. You have to bear in mind, give me a second here, because I'm reading all the announcements that I'm supposed to make before I continue. Republic Trading. Now, I don't know. I've been on the road, folks, and usually I'll follow the gold market every day. And I listen to Robbie Noel and Jeff Bennett's show religiously to make sure that I'm up to speed on how the gold and silver market are doing. But I'll tell you, their number with Republic Trading is 816-221-4000. If you have a significant amount of the money in the bank in regards to what's going on in China with the M3, with the Iran, the possibility of war, I'd be giving these guys a call and asking them to tailor getting some of my money into gold.
Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Okay, we're back. And again, this is Michael Herzog sitting in for John Stadtmiller on the National Intel Report. And I was just notified that as far as the Republic Trading Group goes, I gave you the wrong number. I apologize. Let me give it to you again. It's 1-800-691-7898. Again, that's 1-800-691-7898. I'm going to take a few minutes. And by the way, I'll be taking calls all throughout the show. If you'd like to call in, give me a little critiquing. I can handle that. John might want to know if I'm a good guy or a bad guy, and that comes from you, not me. But anyway, what I want to do is I want to take a few minutes and tell you how I got here to begin with. I had a show on KFNX in Phoenix called The American Awakening. Some of you may have heard it. Some of you may not. But I took the liberty, when John went through his little ordeal when he lost some talk show hosts, I took the liberty of sending him out some tapes, some CDs for him to listen to vie for a spot on the program. And I sent those out, a week ago, I guess. And I didn't hear anything from John. So getting a little antsy, I called into the station a couple times and couldn't get a hold of him, or he wasn't here or whatever. Come to find out, he was down with a bug. But what I did was I got in my car and I drove from Phoenix, Arizona to Austin, Texas to sit down and actually have a face-to-face interview with John and to chat with him and see what kind of options were available. Well, I got here this morning and come to find out,
John wasn't here. He was still sick. So he called in and he said, Michael, you're on the air today from 4 to 6. So I guess they just kind of threw me into the fire to see how I would do. So when you call in, you're welcome to give your opinion. What I'm going to do right now, I'm going to give the call-in number. It's 1-800-313-9443. I'm going to get into a little bit of news, and it's a bit of a mishmash, folks, because, as I said, I didn't have much time to prepare for this show today. It was kind of given to me all of a sudden. So I'm going to probably talk about a number of different subjects, and you're free to call in and talk about whatever you like. But the first one that caught my eye as I was going through and perusing this is called digital penetration. And for ironically, this strikes home with me, digital penetration, because as I read to you, you'll find out why. It's by William Slayton. It says, "Psst, want to see Susan Hallowell naked? Look at the February 24th New York Times. She's on page A10. Now, let me stop right there. I don't have a New York Times, but depending on what Miss Hallowell looked like, yes, I might want to see her naked. Let me continue here. Hallowell runs the Transportation Security Administration's research lab. 4 years ago, she volunteered to be scanned by a backscatter X-ray machine, which sees through clothing. She was wearing a skirt and a blazer. But in the picture, she's as good as nude. Now it's your turn. Last week, now listen to this, folks. Last week, the TSA began using backscatters at airports to screen passengers for weapons. The first machine is up and running in Phoenix. Now, this strikes home with me because I live in Phoenix, which is going to get into another story in a minute as to why I drove out here as opposed to fly. Anyway, continuing on, the next ones will be in New York and Los Angeles. The machines have been modified with a privacy algorithm to clean up what they show. But even the tempered images tell you more than you need to know about the endowments of the people seated next to you. Folks, are you up for this? Are you ready to get naked for your country? I mean, this is no joke. The government needs to look under your clothes. Ceramic knives, plastic guns, and liquid explosives have made metal detectors obsolete. Carry-on bags are x-rayed, so the safest place to hide a weapon is on your body. Puffer machines can detect explosives on you, but only if you're sloppy. Backscatters are different. They can scan your whole surface, locating and identifying anything of unusual density, not just metals, which have high atomic numbers, but drugs and explosives, which have low ones. Why isn't this technology in lots of airports already? One reason is fear of radiation. That's a needless worry. You get less radiation from a scan than from sitting on a plane for 2 minutes. If that's too much for you, don't fly. Now, I'm going to stop right there and mention to you. I started hearing about this right about the end of November of 2006. And I was planning on making a trip back to the Midwest to see my children over the holidays. Now, remember, I live in Phoenix. My children live in Indiana. And I was planning on taking a flight from Phoenix to Indianapolis. And after I heard this, and I heard that they were going to be installed sometime in December, which I never did validate whether they did so or not. Evidently, this article validates that they are now in. I decided at that particular point in time to quit flying. And, you know, I hear a lot of things about people say, well, you know, I'm just one person. There's nothing I can do. And I hear a lot. I listen to RBN Live. I listen to the call-in. We've got some great callers that call into this show. And I have to tell you that I listen to people complain and I listen to people talk about what's going on, but I never hear about solutions. And as I was driving out here, I drove all the way out here from Phoenix. It took me, 15 hours to drive here. As I was driving out here and I was going through the small towns, Fredericksburg, some of these old little towns that reminded me back of the 50s, beautiful towns, I realized that all a person would have to do, all we as Americans would have to do is stop flying, even for a week. Even if we only picked one airline, we could stop flying. Everybody picked Southwest Airlines or Delta Airlines or whatever and just stop flying for a week. What do you think would happen? Okay, first of all, if there's nobody in the airports to go through these security scanners, then they're just going to be sit there looking at one another. And if they find out that there's nobody there to go through the scanners, they're going to have to retract the scanners in order to allow or to let us go back to normal flying. Not only that, but the airlines would be complaining to the TSA because the TSA is causing the airlines to lose enough money to almost go into bankruptcy. Now, part of the reason that that doesn't happen is because we don't have enough people that are getting out the idea to do so. For example, there's a number of people that listen to RBN, but not everybody listens to it. Some people listen to Rush Limbaugh. Some people listen to Sean Hannity. Some people listen to, you know, Bill O'Reilly, whatever. It's not only just sitting and listening and educating yourself. It's getting up, getting out the door when you go through, when you go out into your everyday world, whether it be going to the post office, going to the hairdresser, going to the mailbox, going to wherever it is you go, and share RBN with people, folks. That's what I do. I was a talk show host for KFNX in Phoenix, Arizona. I used to go out to the college. I used to go out to when I'd go to the barber, when I would go to the mailbox, anywhere I would go, I would take a copy of Freedom to Fascism with me, and I would hand it out. I would ask them if they had a DVD. I'd hand it out, and I'd say, here, take a look at this. This is the newest movie by Aaron Russo. It's a great movie. Take a look at it. And that's all I'd tell them. Because once they see the movie, it will shock them into a reality that they never knew existed. You don't have to do much work. All you're doing is giving them something for nothing. If you don't want to hand out videos, if you don't want to burn copies of that, that's okay. Just mention RBN Live when you go into your hairdresser, when you go into the cashier at their grocery store. It's not a great effort. Everybody can do something. But anyway, I'm getting off topic here. My point is this, folks. My point is that if everybody stopped flying, if everybody stopped, for example, just buying fuel at Chevron for a week, okay, this corporate fascist entity that is coming down on us and taking over and controlling us, we'd be able to take it back in a hurry because we, the people, are the ones that make the rules. And as long, it's not going to happen unless we allow it to happen. They're not going to take over unless we allow them to take over. And you can do it very peacefully. You can stand up very peacefully and say, no, I'm not going to do this. Now, as I said, I got in the car and I drove from here to Phoenix, Arizona. Did I enjoy driving out here? There are parts of it. There are parts of it I didn't like. Okay? But what I did do is I took 15 hours of my life and I drove from point A to point B, and I felt better about it because I did not allow myself to be subjected to this intrusive search. Now, do I want somebody, do I want a TSA scanner looking behind the screen seeing me naked? You know what? I don't know. Maybe I'm weird, but there's something about that I just don't like. And so if there's something about it that you don't like, it's time to do something about it. Now, that brings up another story I want to talk to you about. I've recently become single again. Unfortunately, I've had to file papers for a divorce, and I'm getting back out trying to meet people. And I happened to have a cup of coffee with a lady the other day. In the course of my day, I go out and I try to spread the word. I try to spread the truth to everybody I see. And I don't care who it is. I don't care who I'm talking to. I'm going to plant some kind of a seed to try to open the door to their mind to get them to at least pay attention that there's something not quite right. Anyway, long story short, I went and had a cup of coffee with this lovely lady about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, which is going to bring me into the second topic that I'm going to talk about. And we got on the subject of politics. And this lady was so far, I mean, like a lot of Americans, this lady was so far off the track of reality by spending her time watching, you know, reality TV shows, spending her time watching American Idol, spending her news on watching Fox 10. I mean, she could be no farther out of the real world than literally the man on the moon. So we got on the subject of politics, and she was, oh, okay, we're on the subject of politics. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll continue that story. Again, feel free to call in, 800-313-9443.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Okay, let's see. We're back, and this is Michael Herzog substituting for John, who is still out with some kind of a bug. I'm going to get back to my story, but I'll tell you what, we've got a caller on the line, Mike from Kentucky. Mike, you're on the air with Michael Herzog. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you kind of jumped around a little bit since I called in. I was you were talking, and initially you touched on the Scooter Libby sort of intelligence fixed thing a few minutes ago, and I've been noticing that the that those that are, I guess, still couched in the neocon defense mode are trying to, you know, blame the press for this.
Well, let me stop you just a second, Mike. Tell me, have you been listening to RBN for a while today?
Years.
Well, right, but what time? I mean, have you been listening for longer than a half hour today?
Not a whole lot.
Okay, I mean, because with all due respect, although I have it on my list of things to do, Mike, I haven't spoken of Scooter Libby yet. So I was wondering if maybe
you didn't mention Scooter Libby directly. I mean, you talked about the something to do with the Bush administration and how they've I can't remember exactly how you mentioned it.
Okay.
But you kind of skirted around without talking about that.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a little bit of a mishmash today, and you have to forgive me, Mike, because this was short notice for me. I had no idea I was going to be on. So what I did was I went in, and I did a bunch of research, and I pulled some articles up. And it's ironic. I mean, you're talking about an article that I'm going to go into shortly, and this is one of the articles that I just happened to pull. I was going to ask for some caller's help, because it didn't tell me. It says the title of the article is "Libby Lied and Troops Died."
Yeah, I don't really get that connection, because what Libby lied about supposedly was whether or not he had told somebody the CIA agent's identity. But you know, people on the neocon camp are trying to point and say, look, the media's leaving old lefty Richard Armitage out of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using that as a diversionary tactic, because what's worse is the elephant in the room that they, you know, like the Downing Street memo, all this stuff was being fixed around the policy of regime change in Iraq. Not, you know, whether or not the documents were forged about Iraq seeking yellow cake Nigerian uranium. It's all a nice big diversion, and it comes down to Libby, the scapegoat. If you remember Libby, soup campaign.
Libby soup campaign.
Yeah, the Libby on the label. He's just scapegoat soup. I mean,
now did you get this? Did you get this listening to RBN?
No, that came from. It's an old soup brand. I don't even know if it's still around.
Okay.
But yeah, I've been meaning to do a cartoon about it. You know,
okay.
When I find the time, get the old Photoshop software out and make a editorial cartoon on it. But
tell me, Mike. This article that I pulled off today. I said Libby lied, troops died. You know, I'm assuming that Libby got convicted. Is that correct?
Yeah, he got convicted of basically perjury, I think, and obstruction of justice, which is totally ancillary to the real, you know, elephant in the room problem.
Right,
which was all the lies going to...
So basically he's just going to be a fall guy in your estimation, and then in my estimation, Bush is probably going to pardon him anyway.
It's not just that he's a fall guy. He's a complete distraction from the Israeli connection, from the Downing Street memo, you know, fixed around the policy, which is supposed to be some curious turn of British expression that doesn't mean what it says.
Yeah.
You know, which is basically that they were manipulating the media, whether or not they were being manipulated by the Israeli intelligence crowd that wants to steer our war machine to do their bidding. You know, that's all out the door because, the big bad media, the liberal media, is leaving Richard Armitage out of the story. That's what you see in the neocon defense crowd. They're trying to say it's the big bad liberal media, liberal press, and those called Democrats in Washington are forgetting about Richard Armitage. And it turns out, I guess Dick Cheney wrote something on a newspaper, the editorial that the husband wrote. What was her husband's name, Mr. Wilson?
He
wrote an editorial to say that this was all fake, you know, that the Nigerian claim was unfounded.
Right.
And so Dick Cheney writes something on the top of a newspaper article. The editorial isn't his wife or something, da da da. And I've seen pictures of it, but I can't remember exactly what it said. So that, you know, points back to Dick Cheney. He's now in the headlines this afternoon. Let's see, what was that? The top story from Reuters this afternoon, Cheney under a political cloud after the Libby trial. But if you go look at scope out the blogs, they're trying to point toward Richard Armitage. I think the whole thing's a distraction.
Well, and the bottom line is, you know, they're using him as a fall guy, but You know, unless we get to the point of impeachment, and some of these states are starting to
exactly, Vermont.
Right, one of them. Listen, I've got to go to break. I thank you for the call, Mike, and I hope, you know, even in light of John not being here, that you think this is an interesting show. So we'll catch up with you next time, okay? Thank you for the call, though.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Okay, we're back, and this is Michael Herzog substituting for John Stattmiller today on the National Intel Report. As I said, John is out with some kind of a bug. He's been out for a few days, so let's give him a quick prayer and hope he gets better quick. He's a tough act to follow, folks, and I'm sure you know. Because as I said when I begun this show, I listen to John's show every day, and when somebody else substitutes for John, I'm disappointed. So he's a hard guy to fill his shoes. Okay, now we had a call from Mike in Kentucky, and we got off topic a little bit on Scooter Libby. I was going to go into that, and that was one of the things I was going to ask for somebody to call in and tell me exactly what happened, because I wasn't sure. I didn't hear the outcome of that. I was on the road. But I'm going to get back to this story. I was out, had a cup of coffee with a lovely young lady. about a week or two ago. But this shows you, folks, somebody that's in the somebody that knows the truth, somebody's in the movement, somebody that is awake and is aware of what's going on, people like us that listen to RBN Live, people that know what's going on with NAFTA and the North American Union and the Trans-Texas Corridor and the vaccinations and the hate crimes legislation and all this stuff. I mean, all these things that we're awake to, the sleeping public knows nothing. And what's fascinating is, to me anyway, when you go out into the public at large and you sit down and you start talking to somebody, I mean, you know, all I do is I talk to, you know, I'm here, I've got a microphone, and I don't see the people out here. Or when I'm on the other end of the coin and I'm listening to the radio, I'm listening to people that are very familiar with what's going on. And I get a lot of my information from John and some of the great hosts on this, you know, Michael Collins Piper and Frank Whalen. These guys are fantastic, okay? Rick Adams, another one. I could go on and on and on. But my point is this. You turn that around and you go out and you have a cup of coffee with somebody who watches nothing more than reality TV, American Idol, and gets her news from Fox 10. The woman does not have a clue of what's going on. So anyway, let me get into this conversation I had with her a little bit. We got on the subject of politics, and both of these subjects came up. The first on the digital penetration, these scanners that have gone into the airport, and she thought it was funny. She cracked a joke. She says, well, you know, next time I go into the airport, I mean, she says, we all have to fly. Next time I go into the airport, they don't even have to scan me. I'll just let them feel me up. That's how clueless that this woman really is. She thinks it's a joke. But secondly, we got on the subject of the hate crimes legislation, and I know you folks, all of the listeners out there, are familiar with Ted Pike because John has him on the show quite frequently. And I just pulled an article from the good Reverend off here that. When I was speaking to this woman, we got on the subject of hate crimes legislation, and I mentioned to her that there was a bill. I can't remember the lady that introduced the bill, but it's been introduced again. It's in Congress right now in committee, I believe. Ted Pike talks about it all the time. And this woman says, well, you know what? Nobody's going to tell me that I can't use the N-word if I want to. Now, there is a prime example of somebody not having a clue as to what's going on. Because if this legislation goes into law, I want you to think about it for a minute. Okay, we're out in public. We're having a cup of coffee. I could have been having a cup of coffee with this lady 6 months from now if this legislation is passed. And she could have said, and by the way, when she mentioned that to me, there was a black fella that was sitting about, a table over from me. And I immediately glanced up to see if he'd heard her. I was concerned because that is not a word that I put in my language. I don't like the word, okay? It has a completely different meaning to me than what it meant 50 years ago. Over and beyond that. What she didn't realize is that 6 months from now, this hate crime legislation is passed. And if she would have used that word at that particular moment with that particular gentleman sitting a table away, not 12 feet away, and he would have overheard her and complained, she could have very well been fined. She could have very well been put in jail. And she didn't even know it. Not only that, but when I tried to convey to her the fact that that could happen to her, that went right over her head. She did not want to hear about it. She didn't believe me at all. Not only that, I have a neighbor that the subject has come up with. And this gentleman, same thing. You know, he says nobody's going to tell him that he can't say this, that, or the other thing. And here's another fellow that watches Fox 10 News. The people just don't get it. And not only do they not get it, they're so brainwashed into thinking that this is, quote, a free country and it would never happen in America. Folks, it's up to us. It's not up to Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly or any of those people. It's up to you. If you do not go out and at least share the idea of RBN, and invite these people to listen, they're never going to know. and one behooves another, which begets another. What happens is, I'm sure it's the same thing that happened with you, that happened with me, is you listen, and at first, you're in disbelief. And secondly, then you might get angry. And you know what I equate it to? I equate it to, going through a divorce, losing a loved one. First, you're in denial. You can't believe it's happening. And then you get angry about it. But once that subsides, and once you've suffered the death and you wake up and you realize that this is real, then you have to make a decision. Then it's your responsibility to do something. It happened to me. I know it's happened to you. After I woke up, you know, after about a month or maybe 2 months, I crawled out from under the bed, you know, scratched my head and said, okay, you know, maybe I better do something about this. The point is that nobody's going to do it besides us. If we do not wake up the people, if we do not allow them the education, nobody, no American, no individual can make a decision. No individual can make a logical, well-informed decision unless they are educated. They cannot make an educated decision unless they have all the facts. And as you and I both know, they're not getting the facts. They're getting a spin. They're getting lies. They're getting distortions. They're getting what the mainstream media wants them to believe is happening, which you and I know is completely opposite of what's really happening in most cases. So, you know, I challenge you folks. I'm not asking you to do a lot. There are some people out there that, you know, they do very little. They don't get out of the house much. There are some people out there that really take the baton in hand and really go for it. There are people out there that have the energy to get up and pass out videos and talk to people and stop them on the street. I'm not asking you to do that. All I'm asking you to do is share RBN. Share it with whoever you come into contact with. You don't even have to talk much about it. Just tell them that you've got a radio station that you really love and you think you ought to listen to it and get their opinion. That's what plants the seed and starts the ball rolling, folks, okay? And that's what we need, especially at this point in time. Now, getting back to the – getting off on a diatribe here. Back on the subject. So I had probably a two-hour conversation with this lady, and really at the end of, I'd say, 30 minutes, I wanted to leave. But I stayed there simply to find out how dumbed down she really was. And I was shocked because she knew nothing about vaccines. She was under the impression that the HPV vaccine was wonderful. As a matter of fact, she had a niece that was getting ready to run right down there and get it. And, you know, I brought that subject up to her, and I happened to mention it to her, and her, you could see her face just fog over. She thought that I was talking. She must have thought that I was on another planet. She had no idea, and the reason she had no idea is because all she does is believe what's on mainstream TV. And we've got to crack that, folks, okay? And it's up to us. Anyway, on this hate line, off, you know, a bit beyond the N-word. And I didn't even bring this up to her because it wasn't even worth it. But, you know, substitute that black gentleman that was sitting 12 feet away from a gay individual, okay, or a Jewish individual. Or, I mean, you know, pick a race, pick a creed, pick a nationality. It doesn't matter. What it does, folks, is that it instills, I mean, I want you to think about it. I want you to project yourself in the future and think for a moment that this legislation has been passed. And think of the fear that would be inside of you. Think of how you'd be watching every word you say and always looking around to see who's in your immediate talking distance. Think about it. Okay, would that not subdue you from wanting to talk to somebody at all? Not that you'd say anything wrong, but out of fear that somebody may take it the wrong way. I mean, this is serious. I thought about this, and I've listened to Ted Pike on John's show, I don't know, 3 or 4 times. Matter of fact, I think I called in one time. I'm one of those call-in guests as well. And I realized at that time that if you really get a grasp on what it is that the powers that be are trying to do to us, this in itself is such a large curtailment of your freedoms, because you're going to be conscious, overly conscious, okay, of everything you say. And if you're not, you're not very smart. And if you're not very smart and you sling those words around in the wrong direction, it's going to jump up and bite you. Which leads me into something else that I found fascinating. Do you know that they're actually changing laws and making them more strict? And I'm talking about civil law, criminal law. They're changing these laws around, and they're not telling us about it. Okay? As a matter of fact, one of the sales managers walked in, Michael, and he was telling me about some of the laws that they changed around. They didn't say anything about it. What happens is they don't say anything about it, and then when you get caught, it's more strict. And you didn't know anything about it to begin with. But there's an old saying, and I'm sure a lot of you have heard this, that ignorance of the law is no excuse. Now, I don't know about you, but I've gone into the law library, all right? And you know how many laws there are in the United States? There's over 2.5 million laws. You could sit there and read one law a minute for the rest of your life, and you'd never know them all. But ignorance of the law is no excuse. So I'm going to tell you a little story about what happened to me last month, okay? And yes, I pulled a little bit of a no-no, but I didn't think it was really any big deal, because I had a car, and it was a car that I didn't drive much, and I just got it running. I think, you know, there was a couple things wrong with it. It didn't even run, and I ran into a situation where I found out about one of these laws that had been changed that I knew nothing about. Of course, as you know, when they change these laws, they're not going to call you up on the phone and say, well, you know what, Michael, we changed this law, so just in case you do ever do this, we're going to, you know, if we catch you, we're going to convict you of that. They don't tell you that. What they do is they wait for you to get caught, and then they turn around and sock it to you. There was something was brought to my attention by Michael. Did you know... And I just found this out, by the way. An iPod. Now, I don't know what, you know, I'm computer literate, but I don't know a lot about iPods. I see people walking around, they got their nose stuck in these things, but I don't know a lot about it. But Michael tells me that if you get caught walking across the street with an iPod, it's a crime. It's a criminal offense. Okay? Now, I don't know what the penalties are. I don't even know what an iPod is. But I know just by virtue of what Michael told me that I'm now not going to own one. Because I don't want to be in a position of possibly being caught and arrested and convicted of something, of a law that they passed that I didn't know they passed, on a device that I could have that I don't have, if that makes any sense. But anyway, getting back to square one, I guess there's a number of these laws that have been changed. They've changed civil traffic laws to criminal traffic laws, okay? And they don't tell you about it. Now, if I've got enough time, I'll go into this. So anyway, so I had this car, second car, and I just got it running again. And I'd sold my other car. So what I did was, as opposed to going down and jumping through all the hoops, I didn't plan on keeping the car anyway. I'd put an ad in the paper to sell the car. I simply slapped a plate on this car, and I drove it over to Scottsdale to my mailbox. Well, lo and behold, I see an officer of the law behind me. And as we all know, that when an officer gets behind you, you know, your blood pressure goes up about 20 points. And I knew that I had a false plate. So I immediately pulled into the gas station to act like I was getting some gas. And evidently, I shouldn't have done that, because the police officer went about a block ahead and he parked somewhere and waited for me to come out. So I came out, I started driving down the road, and sure enough, here I am about a mile down the parkway, the cop gets behind me, he turns on the lights, and my blood pressure goes up 50 points. So he pulls me over, comes up to me, and he tells me that he's pulling me over for a fictitious plate. Now, that used to be a civil penalty, but he tells me that now it's criminal and I have to appear in court. Okay? And I asked him how criminal it was. He said, well, it's a class 3 misdemeanor. So I go home, get on the internet, and I look up a class 3 misdemeanor. I find out it's a $500 fine maximum and 30 days in jail. So I go trucking off to court March 1st, with my $500 just in case, okay, and my fingers crossed hoping that the judge doesn't send me to jail. Come to find out, it's not a Class 3 misdemeanor. It's a Class 2 misdemeanor, and it's punishable by up to 4 months in jail and a $750 fine and 2 years probation for slapping a plate on the car to go to the post office. Now, does the punishment fit the crime there? I don't think so. But what it does is it gives them the opportunity to really be able to slam you with a heavy fine if they want to, or jail time if they want to. So you think you're thanking your lucky stars and bowing to the judge's feet when they let you off with a $300 or $500 fine, which is what happened to me, by the way. At any rate, I don't have enough time to spend at the library every day trying to find out which laws they changed over, but it's just one more in a long line of things that these people are doing to make my life, and I'm sure a lot of your life, a little bit more difficult. So when we get back, I'm going to go into another article that I pulled up today, which I thought was rather interesting. Again, the call in, though, so where are we coming up to? The top of the hour here. How long before a break, Marcus? Whenever? Huh. I just want to know whether I should go 20 seconds. Okay, well, I'll get into this after the break. Now, again, the call-in number, folks, is 800-313-9443. We're going to go into a break. When I get back, I'm going to go into another article that I thought was rather interesting. And, again, feel free to give me a call and to add some input if you like, or critique me if you like. So we'll see you after the break. Thank you.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Okay, this is Michael Herzog back, substituting for John Stadtmiller. This is the National Intel Report, and I was handed this by Marcus. I'm going to go into this in a second, but I got a caller, Tony from Texas. Tony, go ahead, sir.
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How do you think I'm doing?
So far, you said something that really clicked with me. The thing about the civil disobedience, what we can do.
Right.
You know, when you think about what Gandhi did with a bunch of barefoot peasants
mm-hmm.
to the British Empire, I mean, how much better off are we? And we need bumper stickers for the stations locally, so we can hand those out, put them on our cars, put them where people can see them, so we can get the word out, so people can start listening to the type of telecast that you're doing and Stadtmiller.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, Tony. As a matter of fact, that brings up I went to a 9/11 truth meeting in Phoenix. It was, I don't know, a month ago or 2 months ago. I know the guy personally.
That's my old hometown, Chandler, Arizona. I'm in Austin right now, but I grew up in Chandler, which is kind
of... Well, we're all moving to Austin, evidently.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway, you know, I got a call from... boy, I don't even remember what her name was. She's been interviewed on the radio two or three times. And she wanted me to attend this specific meeting, and I said, you know what? With all due respect, I'm getting tired of attending these meetings because they all talk about what they, you know, what needs to be done and so forth, but nobody does anything. And I said, it's time for us to stand up and start doing something. And I'm giving people examples of what to do. One example is I just got in my car and drove 1,037 miles from Phoenix to Austin for an interview with John Stadtmiller. Okay? I did not fly, and I didn't do it deliberately. I am not going to bow down to these people. And if everybody had that same attitude, we would make, we would make strides at getting our country back. Do you agree, Tony?
Well, I agree, but I think getting people to listen to what is on the airwaves is the first thing, but the second thing would be to have a boycott, maybe everybody not go to work on a Monday.
Oh, I agree with you.
Or keep their lights on the previous Monday to see how many people are on our side. And if we stayed home from work for 3 days, you know, just a significant amount of us, and talked to our neighbors and got some of them to do it, it would show a lot of power that we actually have. It's like John Lennon said, power to the people. But everybody's scared and divided, and we would need something like maybe the truckers, or, you know, we'd need somebody to start this ball rolling that had some kind of an organization, and everybody could jump on it, and we could
Tony, correct me if I'm wrong, but don't you think the way to start the ball rolling, I mean, here we are, you know, here's a bunch of talk show hosts that are behind a microphone, you know, educating people, bringing new listeners on. But the fact of the matter is the people that are listening to this show and shows like it, okay, if they just do a little bit, just go out and talk to the people they normally do business with and invite them to listen to RBN. They don't have to do anything else, okay? Because we will take the football from there. And it takes numbers. It takes numbers to be able to boycott something in the manner of which you speak and to really get results. You know, boycott a Chevron station for 2 days and watch what happens, okay? But we need enough people to have it make an effect.
Yeah, well, I agree, and I think you're doing a good job, and I'd like to hear you again, so thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you. Evidently, they're going to have me on. I'm not sure. They're talking about three different spots, so I'm sure that they'll let you know. But thank you. I appreciate the compliment, Tony. Okay? Okay, 1 minute. Go to Dalton in Tennessee. Dalton, how you doing?
Good, huh?
Hello?
Get a minute? Hey.
Hey.
I get a minute?
No, I'll hold you over if you got something important to say.
First thing is, I was listening to this thing a little bit ago on NPR. They had this piece on Bates.
On who? Hello?
Hello?
Abates?
You know who is, right?
You're, Dalton, you're breaking up. Are you on a cell phone? Dalton. Okay, we're going to a break. We'll be back after the break. Dalton, you're welcome to call in. Call in from a landline, okay? We'll see you after the break. Stay with us.